Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crap Ends, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can watch on YouTube, and also The Game Brain Podcast, which is a board game podcast. I'm a new co-host on that show, so go check that one out. And joining me is a man of many talents and many ring lights. It's the wonderful Ronnie Karam of Rose Prick's Bachelor Roast Podcast. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hi, Ben. How are you, honey?
I'm doing great, thanks. Doing
good,
great.
Great. Wonderful.
Good. I'm just enjoying another beautiful day here. Lovely day here in Crappin's land. Everyone, not only can you come listen to us, but you can come watch us. It's Crappin's on Demand. And we got this awesome new streaming setup. So, like, if you were watching us right now, you would see that Ronnie has put up the production company logo for Vanderpump Rules Evolution.
Sorry about that. That was not even my intention, people. I was just seeing if it was working, okay?
Yeah. So, there it all is. You guys, before we dive into the recap, of course, if you want to watch it, it's at patreon.com/watchforcrappins. And then you can also subscribe to us on Instagram and on Twitter at Watch What Crappens and at What Crappens. Tomorrow night, this is a big deal. Whoa, it's a big deal. Real Housewives of New York is back tomorrow. Guys, I feel like we have almost lost sight of this major, major event that is happening in our lives. Real Housewives of New York, the gem in the diamond in Bravo's crown, is back. And to celebrate it, we are going to do a live podcast tomorrow night after the show. Also, because we were going to record this, we're going to do a live recap of it over in Charleston this weekend. And of course, you know, the world has changed. So what we're going to do is at, what are the time that we agreed on, Ronnie? It was at 8:30?
No, 7:30 Pacific and 10:30 Eastern. We're going to do a pre-show on Instagram Live, so everybody can be there for that. We'll stay on for like 25 minutes, and then we're going to move over to Patreon, and it's going to be at the Crappins on Demand level. So make sure you are at that level. It's a $5 level, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With $5, you cap it when you sign up, at how much ever you want to spend per month, because we'll take all you got. Okay, if we'll take whatever you want to give us. But you can cap it, too. So you're just spending $5, and then you'll have access to all these videos, all the live streams, all the videos that we've done in the past. We've done over 100 now, believe it or not. So tons of viewing pleasure.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We did one of these a few weeks ago for Real Housewives of New Jersey, and we just had, like, a great, great time. So come join us, and look. I'm even going to put, look at this. The new streaming technology means that I can add this right to the bottom. All the information you could possibly need. Now you can read it. So there it is. But for today, we're talking Vanderpump Rules. And Ronnie, I have to admit, I know this sounds totally crazy. I think I'm starting to like Jax again.
Ew. Why?
I know. I think I'm becoming a Jax fan.
What could he have possibly have done to make you like him again?
I don't know. Maybe it's just the spirit of it being April 1st that I'm feeling like the time before. Oh, darling. God. Darling, I got you. I got you. It's a prank. Prank on a prank episode.
God, you did get me. I'm so stupid with April Fools. I believe literally everything I hear.
Well, I went for a very... Well, you know what I did? I was like, rule number 4, dude, of pranks. Sometimes you gotta do a small prank to really prank someone. Because if I was like, today we're ending Watch What Crappens, everyone would be like, April Fools. But if I just say something, like, small and oddly believable, like that I like Jax now, I knew I could pull it off.
Yeah, don't say we're going to end Watch What Crappens. I'll start crying. I don't take jokes. I don't understand sarcasm.
So you're basically like Katie at the end of the episode. Not happy.
Oh, that was not sarcastic. Man, poor Katie. Literally. Katie... You know, even I don't like Katie at all. Everybody knows that. She enrages me. She's enraged me for years. But even Katie doesn't deserve that.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I mean, God, Tom, what a piece of shit. That's why you should listen to this show, Katie, because I warned you a long time ago that that guy was a lazy, good-for-nothing drug addict, and you're wasting your goddamn life, okay? So have fun.
Yeah, it's very, very true. So this episode opens up. Where does it open up? I didn't even get my notes up. I was just so excited to be up playing with the streaming technology that I have like my notes in a totally different window. So
it opens up in the seventh circle of hell, Ben, okay? Because that's where we are.
Yes.
This opened up with... Ooh la la, blah 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 la la blah 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 la 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 blah blah. Ooh hoo hoo. I was like, wow, Trixie Monocle is just rhyming la la with blah blah and la la and caca. I was like, well, you're not even gonna try.
And you know, to be honest, I actually kind of liked it. I was like, I think I like this Trixie Monocle song. Is this my jam? Not an April Fool's joke. I actually was like, this is cool.
Is this
I'm into
la la
it.
Song
I like it.
Mine.
Also, another thing is that when I fired up the episode to watch on DirecTV, the episode description, the first thing it says is, Brett insults Sheenal. So there was like a typo. First of all, I love that the episode is about Brett insulting Sheena and that DirecTV calls her Sheenal. Because she is actually...
Sheenal.
She is more of a Sheenal than a Sheena, if you really think about it.
She is. She would be if she was Laura Shane Hall's sister. She could be Laura Sheenal.
Hi, I'm Sheena Shanel. Sheena Shanel.
So, okay, here's where it opens up. My first note is Jesus Trixie Diction. So there we go. I'm just registering my distaste for that lyric. But we're here to see Prince Tardon.
Yes, it's Ariana and Lisa at the Equestrian Center, and Lisa has parked her white Rolls Royce front and center for it to get nice and dusty. And Lisa's like, oh, I have amazing news. I have taught my horse how to speak. Tardon parle! Tardon parle!
He's like, not you, Kristen, darling. I told you to stay out of here.
It's time for new waitresses. That's sir. Tardon parle! Can you say pomptini?
Did somebody say prince? Like, go home, Brittany.
I love
Brittany.
A fairy tale. I'm a princess!
So then we go over to Stocks' apartment, and she's just lying on her couch with an eye mask on. She's hungover from Tom Sandoval's party last night. And Katie comes over, like, with some In-N-Out, just looking... I mean, at a certain point, I kind of feel bad about ragging on Katie at a certain point, because she is really at a nadir in her life. She's in a miserable marriage. She's not even working. She sits at home and can't even finish three loops on her knitting. So I almost feel bad ragging on her. But man, she is just a gray cloud wherever she's not even holding In-N-Out can make her seem less of a gray cloud.
Listen, all of those things you just mentioned about poor little Katie. Katie made all those choices herself, okay?
True.
It's like me today. I actually had to leave the house to go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I saw some things I wanted in there. Don't worry, I was wiping my hands, keeping my distance, everybody. Get off my ass. I can already feel you judging me. I had to go.
Yep.
So I did buy, you know, something I totally shouldn't have, which is chocolate croissants. And I was walking, and I was in my car, and I was so mad at the chocolate croissants. I was acting like these chocolate croissants jumped in. It's like they victimized me. And mm-hmm. as I ate the third one before this show, I had to remind myself, Ronnie, this was your choice, okay? So that's what I say to you, Katie.
Yeah, exactly.
And thank you for the delicious choice.
I know. I am so jealous of your chocolate croissants. I have not had a chocolate croissant in quite some time.
I'm, like, jealous of past me. Like, I get it, because I'm jealous, and I got to eat them, but I'm jealous of the me that was alive 15 minutes ago that got to eat those chocolate croissants. They got to eat those. Oh, they were so good, darling. I'm always going to be fat, and I'm going to love it forever. That is why. It's like, if I won an award right now for being fat, I would say, I'd like to thank you, chocolate croissants, for the life you've given me.
Well, I'm looking at you right now. You actually look pretty svelte, so I don't know what you're talking
about. My nipples are touching my nuts. Okay, look, these are my nipples. I have to pick them up like it's a sheet off the floor. And anyway, the point is not to hate on myself. The point is to say, fuck you, Katie. Thank you, chocolate croissants.
Yes. Okay. I feel like all the emotions are directed towards all the right things. Okay.
Thank you.
So then we go over to James and Raquel's apartment, and James is making bacon, and he's like, I had the weirdest dreams. I was in some sort of virtual reality, stressed out, and Lola was in my dream. And Raquel's like, why was Lola in your dream? I don't know, you stupid horse slut. Oh, sorry. we were in the studio session and we're making great music. And I was like, let's put that on. Let's lock that one down. And she's like, let's do that. And I was like, okay, we're going to lock it down. And the song's called, I'll Just Staple a Piece of Paper. And you're going to say, no one staples paper like you, bitch. And I'll say, yes, I do. I'm the Kanye of staplers. That was the dream.
It's like, I have to ask you point blank. Did you drink at that party?
Yeah. And he's like, I would swear on my life, I didn't drink. I haven't even had a drink since it's been like six minutes, okay? It's 6 minutes. I mean, 6 days, okay?
Yeah, so he is sobering up. You know, listen to every baby steps. Every day is every day without a drink is a day. It's a day.
Is it?
I'm not going to say
every
day
without
a
drink is a day. You can lecture other people. At least that's what Lala's view is.
Hey, I'd do that with like anything, really. If I'm on a diet for one day, everybody I see, I'm like, you're fat. You're fucking fat. I could stick to a diet for a day. You could. So back with Vanderpump, she's like, James came to see me and said he quit drinking. And I said, really? Then why are your legs here and your torso over here? It's because I sawed you in half. Magic.
Oh, I'm so sorry that my illusions have driven him to drink again. Oh.
And Ariana's like, oh my god, it's like Groundhog's Day, but without talented people attached to the script. Like,
darling, it's April Fool's, not Groundhog's Day.
She's like, yeah, I try to be supportive, but you never know when he's gonna snap. And she's like, yes, you do. And it's when he's had his first drink. So as long as I call him every day.
Yeah. No, I think this time will be different, Ariana, because Raquel has put her foot down. Her tiny, little, light, not scary foot.
Mm-hmm. So back with James, he's like, well, when I talked to Lisa today, babe, you know, Lisa and I talk every day now. And if I had been drinking at that party, I would have said, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Forgot the rest of it. Can I have a drink? I'm really thirsty. He's like, no, James. No.
So they're back over Stassi's apartment. She's like, so, Katie, in your drunkenness, you said you were going to have a girls' night, but Kristen's not involved. Are we still doing that? And Katie's like, yeah, no, yeah, that's still happening. That's, like, very much on brand for me. I've got to exclude one person from any social event I do. So it's Kristen's turn.
Clip of Katie saying, it's my first girls' night at my house. Fuck off, Katie, okay? You got to control the narrative with your stupid wedding for a year already, or 2 years, or however long that took, where it's like, oh, you're going to come to my wedding thing? Not if you're not nice to me. You can't come to my wedding thing. And yeah. Now you got a fucking house to control everybody with and have your first at. You know, this episode, Katie really gets mistreated at the end, but that does not forgive all the rest of this crap. Stop bullying Kristen.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, you know, there's just like a lot of new people and I haven't been properly introduced to them since I'm no longer working at Sir. I'm like, yeah, that's why you haven't been introduced to them, because you're no longer working at Sir.
Or who, anywhere, like, has, like, or a doing wine... anything.
Yeah, like who has a wine night to meet the new employees at the job you already left?
Yeah, it's weird. She's like, how am I supposed to fuck up everybody's life if I don't even know them?
Yeah, exactly. So Katie is like, she's inviting Raquel, which is shocking. And even Stassi's like, you're inviting Raquel? And she's like, I mean, I can't invite every single girl who works at Sir and not invite Raquel. I'm like, you literally can, because you've done that. You did it to Lala. You did it to Kristen. You've done it to
Billy Lee.
You've literally done it to everyone, okay?
Yeah, and Stassi's like, she is gonna shit on the floor. So then we go back
to watch. Stassi loves this, by the way. She's like, I cannot believe you're doing this. I am so ready. I've already made popcorn.
Yeah. So back at the horse stable, Vanderpump is talking about, oh, I love to make out with my horses. She gets so creepy with her animals. And Ariana's like, my horse like has a small penis, so.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at your
Yeah. It's a lot. It's like going in a strange direction. I feel like Lisa's trying to be wacky right now, but it's just kind of falling flat. She's like, oh look, do you want to see his penis? Prince Tardon, parlay. And then she starts like rubbing him down there.
Yeah, she's like, I can get it to come out. Mariana's like, that's weird. She's like, I know that it seems perverted, but if that is wrong, I don't want to be right. I was like, okay, Mae West. Okay, Mae West wasn't fucking horses, you know? Like, this is all fun and games until you're watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, and a cast member is charged with, like, bestiality, and everyone's like, oh, did you hear he fucks dogs? So anyway.
Yeah, it's like all become very casual.
Yeah. Yeah,
but Lisa's, like, down there rubbing. She's like, Ariana, do you happen to have a quarter? Because I found one behind Prince Tardon's penis. Here you go, magic.
The best of the best. The creme de la creme. The mother we do. We bark our sad. I was like, this isn't even rhyming, Trixie. Okay? Get the meth out of your veins, lady. So Tom
best
and Jax.
Best creme de la creme. Words that are not used around Lisa Vanderpump's restaurants.
So Tom and Jax. Tom is this? Sandoval?
It's Sandoval. Sandoval and Jax are behind the bar at Sir.
Oh, right.
And right. Jax is like, he's like, I used to say I would never be at Sir at 40. Wouldn't you know it? I'm still at Sir at 40. So my life's sad.
I know. No one else is shocked. So yep. Raquel comes to Peter and she's like, Peter, can I take 5? And she goes outside to hang out with Sheena in the smoking section, which still kills me that they smoke right next to the propane tanks.
I know. Well, that's very on brand. And so Sheena's like, you looked so cute last night. Like, you looked so cute. And Raquel's like, you looked hot. And Sheena's like, oh my God, I had so much fun with that look. And we have flashbacks of Sheena at that party going, bad boy, bad boy, bad boy.
I had so much fun with that whip, but I was like, wait, I've been, like, whipping people all night long, and I was whipping me, and that is when I bent over for Aria. Ring, ring! And Raquel's like, okay, hello.
I love poor that Sheena can't even finish her fun, wacky Sheena story.
I know, and I love that that's Sheena's takeaway, is that she's like, I was whipping everyone all night, but then, like, no one even whipped me. I'm like, I don't think that's, like, implied in the costume that they have to whip you. You're the one who's the whipper.
Why does everybody just want to be my friend?
So Raquel gets a call from Katie. And Katie's just basically like,
she's like, who's this? I'm sorry, Sheena, is this for you? It's someone breathing heavily and sounds like they haven't moved in about 5 minutes. Maybe it's one of your Johns.
No, that was a costume.
Why is there ranch leaking out of the speaker of my phone? Katie like. I don't know if you've heard, but I have, like, a house, and, like, I'm gonna have girls' night at my house. It would be awesome if you could come.
Raquel just starts to cry. She's like, I've seen this in a movie. I only have 7 days to live now. It's like, no, 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 it's not that kind of phone call.
The ring?
Katie just crawls out of a TV.
Katie's too lazy to crawl out of the TV. Like, the ring never would have happened because that bitch is too lazy to crawl out of the toilet.
No, she would just,
sit there. Be like, hey, this toilet's clogged. Like, you're hitting it with a plunger. She's like, oh, leave me alone.
She's just sitting by the well being like, why don't you come to me? I don't understand why I always have to go to you. It's like, well, Katie, we can't go into the TV for you to kill us. It's a convenient narrative.
I just got my own TV, so if you want to come over, I guess you can crawl through the TV.
We're having a wine night in the well. I'm just going to, like, invite people down there to kill them. So if you want to come over, I'm just inviting everyone but Kristen.
And Raquel is so happy. She's like, Katie's never been mean to me, but she's also never been intentionally kind to me. So that was really sweet. Like, Katie's really set a high bar for herself. It's like, and then, wow, Katie's not giving me dirty looks from across the room. So and touched.
And then on top of that, because it's on speaker, Sheena's listening in, and then she starts, like, nodding and going, I'm going. Like, she's so excited that she can be like, I'm going to something before someone else. Right. Okay. She's not the last one to know. She's like, oh, that I'm going to that. I am actually invited to something that's not with the new people.
Yeah. So Sheena's like, how's it going to be with Lala? I mean, with all our friends there, so if you need me an intermediate, I can totally mediate. If you need me to mediate, do you want to whip me? It's totally fine. Do it.
Bad
do
boy.
It. Where are you
going? Bad where boy. Going? Bad boy. Bad boys, bad boys. What you going to do when they're good as gold? That was a mashup.
Commercials. Here comes one right now. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arin. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
The Bay Area betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith. Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rosen.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto. Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy. Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
Let's go. We're still growing up. We're still showing up. We are happy.
So now we're with Brett and Sheena talking at Sir. And Brett basically just wants to say my subscribers as many times as possible in this episode. That's all he says.
Yeah. You know what? I've previously called him a like a hot but weathered tropical fish. I actually think that he's like a seahorse. Now that I really look at him, now that we've had like a half season, I think he's a weathered Jersey seahorse.
Okay.
That's where I'm landing. If you look at him, he really is a seahorse.
Well, I'll tell you this. He thinks a lot about his subscribers. Okay?
Yeah. So. His subscribers. Well, you know what? His subscribers are people that exist on his channel, which he has subscribers to. And yep. So he pulls Sheena aside. He's like, hey, you want to chat? My subscribers would really like this moment if we had a chat. So you want to come, you know, click to subscribe and chat with me? She's like, okay, cool.
He's like, I've been doing YouTube videos for about 5 years. Yeah, like my subscribers want me to be my real authentic self because like a lot of my subscribers are women.
I'm like, they're gay men. They're all gay men. And they just want to look at your abs.
Yeah, they're waiting for your OnlyFans link, okay? And then they show him doing, you know, workouts and stuff on YouTube, like which I'm shocked. Yeah. That's his YouTube channel. I was like, I wonder what it is. Maybe puppetry?
What is Brett's real authentic self? I think we actually saw that earlier this season off camera. And it was not good.
Yeah. So Brett's like, so Sheena says, I'm totally down, like, subscribes. And he's like, yeah, you know, I think a lot of my subscribers will be really into your story, being such a young divorcee. I mean, like, look, like, when we met, you opened yourself up to me, like, so quickly, like, not that way, Sheena. She's like, nah!
Bad boy.
So, he's like, but look, I like you, you know, you're someone I can trust. And she's like, yeah, I'm like, I think we're going to be even, like, better front. Like, where it's just going to get better and better. And he's like, yeah, I would never want to hurt you by making you think that we're something that we're not.
Like, yeah. Yeah. And she's like, and you know what? It's like, it's, yeah, because like, and you know, to anyone who would ever let you go, like, you literally check off every single box, like, every single box, like, as a friend, right? Like, yeah, and as friends. So, like, you know, it's like, I don't look at you like that. Like, if I'm with a girl, it's because I'm like, we're either like fucking or we're together. And I look at you, Sheena, as like a guy. You're like a guy friend. Yeah. It's like, I could go fuck a girl and be like, yo, Sheena, let me tell you about this girl I just fucked, right, Sheena? She's like, yeah.
Totally, yeah, totally. It's totally like, we're just totally, I mean, you never know. One day, maybe we could be together. Like, maybe one day we could be married and have little babies. Like, hey, it's going to be amazing. Like, we're going to have a house in the valley.
He's like, no, no, probably not. No, I don't think we'll ever fuck. She's like, well, you never know what the world's going to take us. Yeah, no, I think we're just going to focus on my subscribers. And I'll be like, this is my friend, capital F, _friend, for now.
I will move in with you.
So Schwartz comes over to Sandoval's house, and Max is over there. And then we get like a wacky prank set up.
Yeah, because basically it's Jax's birthday, his 40th birthday. And so he and Brittany are going to lunch. I think it was at Villa Blanca. And so they go to lunch. I was bracing. I don't know if you were. I was bracing so much I even paused it and turned to Dominique. And I was like, what are the odds we're going to see Brittany say right now, this is your first birthday. We're celebrating as husband and wife. But thankfully, we never had to see that moment happen. But I guarantee it did happen. I guarantee it.
Are you going to have fish and chips? We're married, so I know you're going to have fish and chips.
I remember when you were single, you would have only a hamburger. But now that we're married, you moved on to fish and chips, right? We're married.
So then we cut back, and Sandoval's going through something today. He's chugging beer from beer bongs.
Yeah.
And he wants to TP Jax's house, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So Schwartz, of course, is like the ultimate ass kisser. And it's like, no, you can't do that. You can't do that to Ubba, Jubba.
Yeah.
No, don't hurt Jax on his birthday. I don't know that your relationship's really in that place to be doing something like that.
And Sandoval's like, dude, let's just like take a funnel and think about it. And Schwartz is like, no, I can't do that. Like, oh man, I don't think I could do that. But of course, he still funnels the beer. And he doesn't even really do it correctly. Like, aren't you supposed to get down on a knee and have someone hold it up? Instead, he just sort of like holds it at face level and just kind of like chugs.
No idea. That sandwich in a glass. I ain't drinking that shit. I will eat my calories. Thank you very much. So Jackson Brittany's house in Valley Village. And then I love that they make their house look so fancy, but then now that they're having to shoot in front of it, you see the street that they're on, and it's like, yikes, is this like a Mike Showed project?
Yeah, I mean, jeez. Basically like an AutoZone nearby. So, so the point is this, they start to go TP Jax's house, which I also don't think is a great idea just because, well, I mean, it's not that, you know what, let me back that up. To Tom Sandoval, it seems like a good idea because he thinks everything is good with him and Jax. But Jax, being the asshole that he is, has been lying about their friendship. So Sandoval has no idea about the fact that Jax kind of hates him right now.
Well, also, this episode is airing during coronavirus and everybody is stuck at home and there's no toilet paper anywhere, okay? Toilet paper is like the new gold. So to see all these privileged white fucks just throwing toilet paper everywhere, it's like...
I know.
It's just very, it's so Vanderpump Rules, you know, it's like, of course that's happening on this show.
Exactly. Terrible timing. So yeah, so they go over to Jax's house and they start TPing the trees and everything. And then the gardener shows up, which also is, I think that's actually the most insulting part, is like knowing that like this guy who's like, okay, cool. Like I come over here every once a week to take care of this yard for not a lot of money. And
I will be cleaning that up.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
And Max is like, he seems to be like fired up. Like, I don't even know like what he's doing this for. Like, it's like he's taking all this rage out on Jax, like with TP. Like, So then we go over to Jax coming home with Brittany. He's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Who the fuck does that? Who the fuck does that? What the hell is this? I mean, how could this happen 2 weeks after our wedding? We're still in the honeymoon phase.
She's like, this ain't Schwartz written all over it. And he's like, nah, it's fucking Sandoval. So they start calling everybody. And everyone's denying it, of course. Mm-hmm. And Bo goes, do you think we drive to the Valley to do that? I feel like that he could throw in a Valley diss.
The truest truth of the season. Would anyone go to the Valley if they truly did not have to? Would anyone have an elective visit to the Valley? The answer is no. Nope. Always no. Nope.
So no one will cop to it. And Brittany's like, oh. And Jax is not amused. So then we go to Brett and Sheena's YouTube shooting for my subscribers.
And Brett is wearing one of those stupid hats. It's like, first of all, it's the color of feces. And it's like a hat that is like pointy. It's like a knit cap, but it's pointy but he's wearing it in the back of his head, so it's like pointing going backwards, so it sort of makes him look like Alien, you know, like the Sigourney Weaver's like nemesis. I'm like, why are you like, of course he would make himself look like a xenomorph, right? Like a turd colored xenomorph.
Of course he'd like make it awkward with Sigourney Weaver. He's like, listen, Sigourney, no, I've been following you around the ship and like basically trying to get my mouth all over you, but just want to be friends. So yeah. Hoping to give you the wrong advice there, or yeah, the wrong idea there.
Yeah, Sigourney, listen, I'm sorry about eating Tom Skerritt, but my subscribers really want to know, what's it like to be an old lady on a spaceship running away from me?
And Sheena's doing that... that thing where she's like trying to talk about how much she gets laid so she doesn't look like she's into him. She's like, oh my god, like I didn't go home last night. And he's like, oh, same guy. It's like, different guy. It was good. Like all four times.
It's like, okay, Sheena. And so then they're of course he's talking about his subscribers, and she's like, so like what do you have, like 500,000? He's like, yeah, like 550,000. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, it reminds me of one time back, this was probably, what, 2006 or so, when I was working at Buna Murray, which is the production company, the former production company that would do, like, Real World and Road Rules and Real World Road Rules Challenge. And one time, walking into the building, and CT and Derek were standing by the front door. They were, like, flanking the front door. One was on each side of the front door, and they were talking to each other outside. And I had to walk directly between them. And I've always thought they were, like, two huge douchebags. So... I had to walk in between them, and as I walked in between them, they were comparing how many MySpace followers they had, and I was like, ugh, these people are awful.
MySpace.
I will always remember that, being in a CT and Derek sandwich with MySpace comparisons.
And Sheena's like, yeah, I'm half a mil. So she's like, all right. And he goes, whoa, you don't need to sit so close to me, Sheena. You don't need to sit so close. She's like, well, I'm getting my good side, so.
Yeah, and she is sitting, like, fully sideways. Like, she's giving, like, she's like, her back is showing. She's like, hi. I'm Sheena. This is my shoulder blade and my good side. Hi. Hi. Yes. Hi. It was like she was going out of her way. I mean, even Mariah Carey would be like, damn, girl, you need to relax.
So he's like, hey, guys, here I am, my subscribers, with my homie, who's now one of my subscribers. Sheena, you're 34. You look really good for being 34. And she's like, thank you. That's Botox. You guys should try it.
Yeah, Sheena, she's a little bit older than me. She's a middle-aged woman. I'm sure menopause probably kicked in about 2 years ago for her. I mean, she's been going through hot flashes, and I mean that temperature-wise. I'm not saying you're hot, Sheena. We are still just friends.
And she's like, she tells us, I'm sorry, but I am 34. In what world is that considered middle-aged? In the Vanderpump Rules world, how long do you think Vanderpump Rules cast members are going to live? Like, 80% of you have till... maybe 60. I mean, you're past middle age.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if this were like 1200 AD, I mean, you are basically looking at the last few years of your life, okay? So Brett is like, yeah, she's been around the block. She's been married and divorced. She's also freezing her eggs on account of being so old. Wow, the wrinkles will be the next thing, right? No Botox can fix that, Sheena, right? Am I right, old thing?
Well, I'm, like, literally not getting married again or dating somebody unless it's, like, with someone who totally blows my mind. And I'm, like, totally haven't happened yet, but when it happens, maybe I'm going to do it. I mean, like, have I dated some fuckboys?
Yes. Like, who is asking you all of this?
My subscribers really want to know, all 552,000 of them. They all want to know, when you're seeing a fuckboy... do you ever think, damn, I wish I were young again so he'd find me attractive? Does that ever cross your mind?
And does that make you a fuck girl or a fuck senior citizen? She's like, now you're from middle age to fuck girl? Like, why am I even doing this interview?
Sheena, subscriber number 48,063 wants to know, have you ever found yourself in a position where you've had to yell, I'm fucked and I can't get up? Anything? No?
Jessica, my subscribers want to know about your threesome with Jessica Tandy and Hugh Cronin. Fuck you! And then that's like the end of the interview. He's like, Sheena's old, used up, and skanky. Okay, thanks for coming, my subscribers. We'll talk to you next time. And they turn off the camera, and she's just like, She calls back on the couch.
Yeah, she's like, why don't you call me a fuck girl? I'm middle-aged. And she's like, I didn't see it a bad thing. I mean, you're a middle-aged woman who no viable man would ever find attractive. I mean, I think that's just facts. I think it's okay to embrace truth these days.
God. And he's like, if you're mad, why don't you say so on camera? I mean, like, you're a middle-aged woman. You can say, stop calling me middle-aged, all right? Fuck off.
You know, I know that technology is harder for older generations such as yours, but it's really not that hard. Don't be afraid of the camera.
I'm not afraid of the camera.
So, over at Villa Rosa, I mean, it's like God is listening to us and watching Vanderpump Rules, bringing us Rocio.
Yeah.
Love
her. A nice moment with Rocio. Vanderpump with Rocio. She is alive and well. So we think. This could also be like that situation with, was it in... there's some like there was some country on the Arabian Peninsula where like the daughter had been missing for a long, long time, and everyone's like, "What happened?" Like the royal daughter, and everyone's like, "What happened to your daughter?" And like, she's fine, and they like wheeled her out for like a photo op, and she's like, and then they put her back in
because she was she's rebellious. Got cinder blocks tied to like her yeah, ankles.
She's like, "I love my family, and I've not tried to escape the royal compound three times to get to America." Look it up on the New York Times. It's actually an amazing story.
No, Rocio looks great, and she gets all of Vanderpump's clothes. That was the storyline on one of these shows a while back. And she just looks amazing now because she stayed there for so long that she's got like a whole wardrobe. She's wearing like a Vanderpump pink silk, you know. I needed like a golden cape, but you'll get there, Rocio. But it was really good to see her. I love that woman.
Yes.
So Vanderpump's like, oh, it's so overwhelming going to my mother's funeral, which of course it would be. And then she just gets her little puffy ready for whatever.
Not to confuse Harrison or Jiggy.
Yes. I like that at least she's given them different names and isn't just trying to pass them all off as the same dog.
That's true, because I would do that. I'd be like, look at Jiggy. He's just everlasting.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it, right? Oh,
she calls James. She FaceTimes James.
Yeah.
So then we go back to James, and he's with Raquel. And he's like, so Raquel, what are you going to say to Lala tonight when she comes at you, you know? And she's like, I don't know. I'm still working on my multiplication tables. So then he answers the phone from Lisa. And he's basically saying, like, still hasn't had a drink. He's got a meeting tomorrow. And, you know. Things are going well.
Yeah. So then...
And then Lisa goes, I don't need another child in my life, but I see this vulnerability in James, and it just tugs my heartstrings. I don't know what it is about it. I don't know why I'm drawn to him in this vulnerable state. Could it be that I sense... A broken bird! There it is. Oh, I knew I could sniff one out still.
I know, but she's unbreaking the bird.
Well, that's her role. She needs to fix the bird.
No, because then the birds fly away. Oh, but then she can be like, oh!
And she's the victim.
The bird has flown away.
After all I've done for you, Kyle Richards, James.
So then it's Katie's wine night. So Katie is getting ready, kind of in the way that we think Katie would be getting ready. She's dumping mustard into the middle of a plate and then surrounding it with raw shelled almonds.
Like almonds and stuff. Even Stassi's like...
Skinned, I meant, not shelled. Of course they're shelled.
Of course they're shelled. Come on.
Well, who's like, hey, welcome to my party. Have fun shelling those almonds you're about to eat, guys.
Katie would do that. Well, she would put like... She's like, okay, I've put out rhubarb tops. Like, Katie, those are poisonous. You can't have the leaves. She's like, I didn't know that. But of course she has like the... Cheese plates are an ongoing issue on Bravo, I have to say. And this is better than a Jennifer Aiden cheese plate at an axe throwing place or like the cheese plate at the winery at Summerhouse. But like, why do you have a dedicated plate for almonds and mustard?
Yeah, this is an odd choice. So then we go over and they're talking about how she didn't invite Kristen. Fuck her. Like, ah. So then we cut over to Kristen.
Stassi's like, she's going to shit her pants when she finds out. Let me get my camera ready. It's going to be great. Going on IG.
So then we go over to Kristen's house, and Kristen's just like getting her clothes ready for Jax's birthday party. She's like, laying clothes out on the bed, like, and she actually calls.
They're all wet, but by the time she finally gets it on the bed, she's flopped around so much they're just fully air dried.
So Sheena calls and she's like,
so I just finished filming this YouTube thing with Brett, and he called me middle-aged. Like, middle-aged? No, what do you know? I'm a girlfriend, bro.
And Kristen goes, yeah, especially a middle-aged one.
Seriously? Seriously? I still do comedy. Yeah. So Sheena's like, well, I want to be the first one to tell you this. That way I can shoot a scene without the new kids. But basically, Katie is having a wine night, and she's invited everyone, including me and Raquel, to it. So...
And Kristen's like, ugh!
That's precious!
What?
I'm sorry, that's precious. I was on the ground. Sorry. I was on the ground, sorry. Oh, that's precious. My wine partners are having a party, and I'm not invited.
Well, don't feel bad. I mean, she invited all of Sir Dana, Danica, Raquel, Ranica, Rakena, Danelle, all of
Charlie,
them.
Marley, Manica, Splanica.
Chris is like, shut the fuck up.
She goes, even Raquel.
It's like, you are fucking joking right now.
She goes, no, she literally invited everyone.
So basically, anyone with a vagina is there except me.
She's like, well, not Lisa Vanderpump, and she's got a vagina, but she is going to her mother's funeral, so maybe she was invited.
Poor Kristen, she doesn't even have a bowl of pasta this time to make her feel better. Isn't that what happened, like, was it last season or two seasons ago when she was left out of something, so she stayed at home and ate pasta?
Yeah, and Carter was, like, playing video games on the couch. Yeah, now she has her two little dogs, and she's like, you're my best and friend. Oh.
And, you know, Carter's in the closet, like, can I come out now?
So then it's wine night, and Katie,
everyone's Stassi's there.
Making fun of Katie's mustard plate.
Yeah. Everyone shows up. Raquel is, like, wearing the biggest puffy sheer sleeves she can find, of course. And then there's, like, this, like, new cast member I'm so grounded off that happens, where Danica's like, yeah, I mean, like, I can actually still drink box wine. I just, like, don't have a refined palate. It's crazy. And Dana's like, yeah, I mean, like, I drink, like, Mad Dog. So, like, I'll just, like, drink whatever. Yeah, so, it's like, yeah, I drink turpentine. I drink turpentine and white out. So I guess I'm just, like, really just, like, cool. Like, just, like, I don't care about wine, you know?
Yeah, isn't that funny? Like, when you're young, you're like, oh, yeah, I need to prove that I don't give a fuck about fanciness. And then the second you're old, you're like, I better look like I'm as fancy as fucking possible. Get that mustard on a plate.
I know.
Just pour some mustard onto a plate.
Yeah, seriously. Any plate, I don't care what's with it, just put mustard in the middle of all the plates.
Yeah. They're not going to know that all, you know, bare almonds don't get dipped in mustard. Just put it on the fucking plate.
And Sheena shows up. I have string cheese, and I might have had one on the way.
They're like, why would you bring string cheese to a party with fancy cheese?
She's like, do not. There's anything wrong with string cheese.
This string cheese is not middle-aged. Oh, we didn't even say that.
Yeah, I know. Poor Sheena has to go to a party with so many aged things after her rough day. And in true Sheena fashion, she's telling the same story to everybody she sees. She sees Ariana, she's like,
oh my god, so today I was shooting this YouTube video and he called me middle-aged. Middle-aged!
I had to stress eat an entire Polio string cheese.
She goes,
around the block and middle-aged!
And then Danica's like, he's like 2 years younger than you, so I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
She's like, I don't even know why he would call me middle-aged, but I can say that I did use a coupon to get this string cheese, so...
So, over at Tom Tom, Jax comes over.
With Brett. And by the way, Brett looks like he's from 1992. He's wearing a white tank top and over it, like, a denim, like, a light acid wash, like, denim shirt that's all the way open. It's just, like, he looked like he was about to do backup singing for Color Me Bad.
And though I guess they're having, like, a pre-party before his birthday party. They're having, like, a boys' night, like, birthday party.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
We haven't,
like,
celebrated Jax enough this summer.
I know.
Like, every fucking week is another Jax thing.
Seriously.
So then back with Brittany. Brittany's like, well, Saturday, Jax's party. It's at Rocco's across the street from Tom Tom. Anyone have any idea? TP'd my house, by the way.
I just want to know, I got to know, who TP the house 2 weeks after my wedding? I never seen no prince and princess get TP'd before.
And Stassi's like, I have a theory. And she's like, my theory is I'm a princess. It's like, okay. I think it's Sandoval because he tried to pin it on us. And Ariana's like, I was at home and someone like literally did it to our house. So
I take TPing very seriously. Okay.
So Tom presents a gift to Jax and it's toilet paper.
Yes. And they're like, oh, but Jax is secretly like not very impressed. He's like, who does that? You know? So then Brittany is talking to Katie and Stassi about Kristen and everything, and Katie's like, as far as our friendship goes, it is indefinitely off at the moment, because I have nothing else going on in my life, so I have to create drama wherever I can, so yeah. It's indefinitely off.
And Brittany's doing her, this is awkward. Are we all going to be here for the hangout again? Because I just want us all to be friends.
And I just want us all to be able to get along at Jax's birthday this Saturday. That's right. You have to come to another social obligation. This does count as a wedding event.
And the other girls, since they're left out of this conversation, obviously, because the old cast is like, let's invite the new cast and then totally ignore them. So that we can have our own scene and not let them steal our show, right? But right. The new cast has better ideas. Danica's like, Ariana, Raquel doesn't like opening bottles of wine because she's not comfortable. So I think we should do a mock table service.
Which I loved. It was like they were playing house over in the corner. I was like, can we watch that, please? I want to watch Raquel's mock table service way more than hear about Katie calling her friendship with Kristen indefinitely off.
It's so funny. And the whole time, it's like cutting back and forth between all this drama with the other cast members. And it just keeps cutting back to Raquel like this. I'm like, yes, Raquel, you can do it.
You almost did it.
She's like, oh, like this.
She's like, you can do it, Raquel. No, put the glass on the table. Just one more inch away. I don't know if I can finish this. No, you just have to put it down. Just one. You're an inch away from the table. You can do it, Raquel.
Oh, so funny. So Lala goes up to Sheena outside, and she's like, dude, this is awkward. I heard from Jax, and he was like, that girl Raquel, dude, she's like flaunting what she said to you the other night, like telling you to shut the fuck up and shit. She needs to feel lucky that she's been graced by my presence.
Yeah, you know what? And then she goes, and you will know your place. You know what, Lala? You need to go to Shut Up Mountain. It's official. I've had enough of Lala, okay? Used to be the biggest fan of her. She has become so awful. She's out of control. Okay, first of all, she's taking what Jax says at face value, and Jax is the number one, like, gossipy person on this show, and he always gets shit wrong. He omits stuff, and he exaggerates stuff to create drama. So there's that. That's happening. Second of all, the person who would be, like, that would be you. Like, when, like Raquel being proud that she stood up to her bully and then telling someone, I stood up to Lala and being happy about it. Like, that's the sort of shit that Lala would do if she stood up to Stassi. In fact, I'm sure if you go back and you watch any time that Lala has stood up to someone like Stassi or Katie back in the day, she would crow about it on her interviews. So, like, who do you think you are? This poor, sweet, not very smart girl is just struggling to pour wine, and you're going to tell her to know her place and she can't be excited that she had one victory in her life? Shut up.
Yeah, she sucks. She totally sucks. Yeah. And she's a girl who just keeps using that money that she's making on her back, on her face. And it's like, girl, please stop acting. You're a trick. Just stop. She's being so mean to this poor girl. So she's like, people like Raquel need to remember to stay in their lane and let people like me run shit. I'm like, what are you talking about?
What are you running? You have no job. You have no job.
What are you running?
Is it like, what, you're giving suggestions to Jeff Lewis on one episode of Flipping Out? Is that what you're running? Fine. Okay, you have a nice chair. What are you running? Like, literally, you're running nothing. You at most, you're picking up dog shit at Vanderpump Dogs.
Cut to Raquel still trying to open the same bottle of wine. Love it. So then she comes in, and she's like, Raquel, we're going to have a real talk right now. Just me and you right in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And now I just want to make things real clear. I pulled you aside at Sandoval's birthday party because I was genuinely concerned. Okay. Yeah.
I heard that James was at a party, and I wanted to make sure he was okay, and you turned it into an ugly thing. I was genuinely concerned. So concerned, I didn't even text or call you, okay?
Yeah. So concerned about his well-being that I brought up gay rumors again on national TV.
How dare Lala say that Raquel turned it into an ugly thing? Like, Lala, you were the one who brought up the gay rumors again. Like, you were the one who was insinuating all sorts of shit.
I know, and then she ran off right after that and bragged to her friends, like, that she just, like, really gave it to Raquel. So she's
Lala goes, and for you to focus on Logan, I'm like, Lala, you were the one who brought up Logan.
Okay? Yeah, that's what Raquel says. She goes, no, you were focused on Logan. She goes, excuse me, I am speaking. I am a speaking.
And Raquel's like, we're having a conversation, and that means that two people get to speak. And here is your wine, ma'am. Did I do it right?
Like, well, still, it's got half the cork still in the bottle, but that's good. You're not spilling it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You can still work on that, Raquel.
It's like, let me finish. I think that you've forgotten your place.
Raquel's like, oh, I did forget my place. What's the address again? No, it's a metaphor, Raquel.
And she's like, you said that Logan is obsessed with James. I was like, oh, really? The one who shouldn't be focusing on Logan? Why are you bringing Logan up again? Why are you bringing Logan's thirsty ass up again? Okay. So Raquel's like, because he is obsessed with him. And Ariana's just sighs like, oh, Jesus Christ.
And we also see like a close up of Charlie, who is like my new favorite person of all time, who's just sitting there like, oh my God, all these middle-aged women are fighting right now.
Yeah. She's got all these avocado eaters.
Raquel's like, and then Raquel has a great line. She's like, in her confessional, she's like, okay, well, because she's saying how Lala's basically a bully. And she's like, if we don't all agree that she's a bully, we can all agree that she's a bitch. I was like, Raquel, good for you. A shady confessional.
Yeah. And Lala's doing that thing. Like, she can't win this one. So, like, she can't win. She's, like, evil and vile and disgusting. And nobody's jumping to her side. Which, to her credit, she always jumps on the other girl's side. And they do not even try on this one. Because it's, like, plain that she's just wrong, right? Yeah. So she just starts moving around and doing stuff in the kitchen, and she's like, I want to bang myself on that fucking counter right now. And Raquel goes, do it, please. Like, be my guest. I don't know where this Raquel came from, but I love it. So Lala like swishes over to the fridge and opens
it. Brittany is like, I think that Lala's just like upset because she like genuinely cares that James went to like AA and stuff. And Lala goes, don't say if I genuinely care, okay? I set up studio sessions because he thrives in the studio. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, you know, Nobel Prize winner over there. Nobel Peace Prize for setting up studio time in Burbank. That is, wow, what a therapeutic thing you do.
We so really that he can friends. Record you singing.
Yeah,
by the
exactly.
way, as well.
And then you set up studio sessions for him to record with you, and then you bail on him because you want to be with the other girls. Yeah, great friend.
Well, that's what she did. She set up a studio session so they could record another song, which is out now, and it's terrible. So there you have it. Just spoiler alert.
And then Charlie has the best read on this. She's like, from what I see about the way Lala speaks to Raquel, maybe she still likes James. I mean, why else would you fight about with Raquel? I
was like, she's like,
I thought about that.
Like, you could, like, still like someone and, like, know that it's not right to be with him and secretly hate their girlfriend. It's totally normal.
That's what happens.
And Raquel's like, he did not drink at that party. She's like, you're missing the point. She goes, you are the one who's not bringing it back to the point. You just went off of what Logan said. And she's like, you ran off the point when you got all ballsy and tried to tell me off. Like, oh, you're getting all big and bold.
Yeah, I feel like that's, like, Lala was infuriating me. Because I feel like Lala's whole thing is that she wants women to be, like, ballsy and strong. And now she's making fun of Raquel for being ballsy. And it's just like, shut up. She's like, on your most vicious day, you're a yapping chihuahua. And Raquel's like, you're a Rottweiler. Anyone like that? You're a Rottweiler.
She's like, no, bitch, I'm a pit bull. I'm a Michael Vick fucking fighting dog.
I'm like, you know what happened to those dogs, right? Don't want to bring up bad memories, but...
Yeah, so it's almost, like, but I mean, it's also me. Like too close to home because you are kind of being used for some rich guy's entertainment, and then you're just going to be like discarded when he's done. So enjoy that, Lala.
That's true. That is true. So Lala's like, I really don't want to go in on you, Raquel. I really don't. This girl who's trying to act like she's so tough because she got into like an Instagram fight with 50 Cent, which now, by the way, by the end of this episode, I now believe was 100% staged.
You do?
I mean, Rand throws epic pranks.
Oh, God. But he looks so stupid in that. But she's like, yeah, this is exhausting me, Raquel. And she's like rearranging the refrigerator because she's got nothing. And Stassi's just laughing because this is so stupid. She's like, yeah. God, this is the new cast. Like, this is what you're trying to replace us with?
Yeah, that's luck, literally idiots. Her face.
Yeah, and someone says, what are you laughing at, Stassi? And she's like, I can't even follow this. Like, there's parts I'm following, I guess. And yeah. Lala goes, you know what, Stassi? I just want you to stay there in your little bubble, okay?
Says the bubble, says the woman who's comparing herself to a Michael Vick fighting dog while she lives in the Hollywood Hills.
Off says the girl who's literally injected so much rubber she looks like Bubble Boy. Okay.
Says the girl who moved here from Utah and then flies around on a PJ because she shacked up with a producer one day after she met him. Yeah, yeah. Bubble.
So Stassi's like, okay, Lala's my girl, but she does not have a leg to stand on, okay? Mm-hmm. And Lala goes, do not project on me what you reflect. And everyone just looks like, what is she even talking about?
I don't know. She was probably wasted. So, oh wait, she's sober. So then the next day, James and Raquel are hanging out, and Raquel basically tells James about the argument and everything, and he's basically about to go off to a meeting. So it's just sort of like a sweet little scene where she drops him off at the AA meeting and she's going to go off to do errands. It was like nice.
Yeah. So now it's time for Jax's Hades party.
Whoa.
Jax.
So it's at Rocco's, Lance Bass's parties. Restaurant. Yeah.
Oh, is that Lance Bass's restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. No wonder that place has stayed open. I keep wondering how that place stays open. It's not terrible. I've been there.
It's not terrible. It's like super cash, right?
I didn't know it was like a sports bar.
Yeah, Lance Bass owns it. Huh. I've never been. I mean, no, I went in there once, I should say, but I only stayed there for about 5 minutes because we were looking for dinner, and it was all just like nachos, and we wanted like.
I went in there with Kelly Dodd, and we got kicked out because Kelly Dodd got in a fight with a karaoke host. So that was fine.
No. That's not Rocco's. Rocco's is.
Isn't it the one with the pool tables?
The Kelly Dodd one, that was one, the three of us were there. That was High Tops. Mm. Wait, no, it wasn't High Tops. At that time, it wasn't called High Tops. It was called, like, Nines or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
But no, Rocco's is on the corner of San Vicente and Santa Monica Boulevard. It's where there used to be, like, a Mrs. Fields there. And it's kind of like a sports bar. It's got a huge TV. It's like...
Yeah, there's a lot of sports bars there now. It's because Vanderpump brought all these straight people. Okay? That's what happens when you're like, hey, West Hollywood is for straight people too. And there's like TVs everywhere, okay? Gigantic TVs. Yeah. And not the kind of revolver which play like music synced to old dance videos.
Yeah.
You know, like Broadway dance videos. It's like sports. Yeah. So anyway,
well, they're all closed right now.
Yes, so blah, blah, blah. So Jax has gotten a gift from Tom Sandoval, and it's a samurai sword with Randy Jackson's autograph on it.
Yeah, it was... at first I was thinking, was that a wrestler? And I was like, oh, that's right, Randy Jackson from American Idol. So I immediately assumed that this was Katie Cazorla's doing, right? So I texted her, and I was like, did Walter give Sandoval the hookup with Randy Jackson? And then she sends me back a video. It's like her and Walter just like partying. This is like 1 a.m. She's like, haven't watched the show tonight yet, but no idea what you're talking about. Woo, party! So good to see that Walter and Kate are having a great quarantine.
That's like every time I text Katie.
We love that Katie Cazorla.
That's funny.
The what was the name of their band that they had, the Crappies? I'm suddenly blanking. It was I wanted to say the
Crappers.
It was the Crappers. I wanted to say the Crappettes. I was like, that doesn't sound right. Oh. The Crappers. They're our house band, the Crappers.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, he tells a story about how they always watched Step Brothers together when they all lived together. And so he got this samurai sword signed by Randy Jackson. And then the producer's like, so what did Jax get you for your birthday? And he's like, I don't know. I don't think he got me anything, actually.
Sounds just about right. So then, and by the way, I had talked over you when you mentioned this just now, but yes, please note that this is a theme party, and Jax is dressed in a wig and in costume, by the way.
Yeah, and I know he thinks he's all cool and he's having, you know, like a fun 80s party, but it looks like he's going to the Vita party from Shaws of Sunset.
And the way he explains it, because the producers kind of ask him, like, you last episode you had this whole fit about, like who dresses up for a party anymore? Who does theme parties, you know? And so he's like, you know, I love the 80s. I love, like, it's not just like a decade for me. Like, I love the 80s. So for me, this isn't a theme, you know? This isn't a theme. So that's in his mind why it's okay, because it's not a theme party. It's just his life.
Yeah, we couldn't tell you love the 80s, Jax. Your sinuses just walked away down the street, okay? They're bleeding out of their eyes. You might want to go pick them up.
Yeah, like the entire cast of Wall Street was like, dude, that guy's got to chill out.
So then Schwartz gives Jax a box of really weird feet to fuck. Like, they're, yeah, like, they're really like feet, weird, like, real toys. Baby feet. Yeah, you know, like, what do they call,
like,
those?
Feet. I don't know, but they're feet, but they have, like, a vagina in the ankle. And so, like, you can basically fuck the foot. But then I think it's since you have a foot, if you have a foot fetish, you can suck on the toes. I don't know, but it was, like, creeping everyone out. And then, so naturally, he did a shot out of it.
So Kristen comes and talks to Brittany. She's like, hi, Brittany. I'm glad to be here, Brittany. And Brittany's like, it was so weird. You weren't at 1-9. I didn't know what to do because I was on their side, now I'm on your side. It was so fun, though. Raquel was there. It was crazy. Socked this girl on there. One time she couldn't go to a bowl, and her mom said, if you pick all the rice out of the bar place, you can go to the bowl.
Hey, when you weren't at that party last night, did you sort of feel like Snow White being exiled in that house with the seven dwarfs, and all the dwarfs were Carter, and then at the end you weren't a princess? I was a princess because I got married. Did it feel like that?
And then Kristen's like, I don't even know their side. I don't even know why they're mad at me. And then the music stops and it just cuts to Carter, like, clinking ice around in a glass. Looking
no one talking to him. Being like, hey, what's up? Yeah, cool. Cool. So then we have, like, we cut away to, like, James talking about AA some more, and which is nice. He talks about how we shared for the first time and that, you know, he's realized that he's always trying to be the fun guy, and then he's just going to party to be the fun guy because DJ James Kennedy, and it's been 7 years, and all of a sudden he turned around and has been partying for 7 years. So I thought AA would be a problem meeting, but it's a solutions meeting. So good for him so far.
Yeah, so Jax keeps, you know, Jax just keeps flipping his hair everywhere.
Rubbing his nose.
So Rand comes up to him and he's like, hey, listen, when someone's in the 40 club with me, listen, I don't think they should be fucked with. So I'm giving you payback, all right? I'm a prank mess. I do it on all my movies, right? All right?
Yeah, I do it on all my movies. Like, for instance, one of my best pranks is, hey, I'm going to make a movie with John Travolta and call it Gotti and pretend like it's going to be a good movie. But guess what? It's a bad movie. Pranks on you. People who paid money
the
for
best
it.
Prank I ever pulled was making Al Pacino film a scene with Lala. That shit was hilarious.
People just aren't ready for gangster movies, okay? So he's like, all right, listen. Okay, tonight at Tom's house, I have prank cop cars are going to pull up and arrest him for vandalism, okay?
I'm sorry, I'm looking up Al Pacino and Lala. Al Pacino approved Lala Kent's role in Axis Sally. Okay, that's what it was. I was like, what movie is that? Okay, everybody, sorry, got on a little sidetrack. Why the fuck is Lala in a movie with Al Pacino, and why did that stick in my head? Okay, it's solved.
Crazier things have happened. Hey, yeah. Did you ever see Pitching Love and Catching Faith? Because I
sure
that.
Didn't.
Saw that. I watched that with Lara, and wow, Lala. Lala was not bad, actually. We'll not lie. She's all right. She's all right.
She's all right. So Tom and Ariana are now having people over at their house for a party.
Yeah.
Or is this at their house? Where are
they? Yeah, no, it's at their house. It's sort of like the after party. It's that night. They're at Tom and Ariana's house, and Ariana, like, rented furniture because she didn't want people ruining the furniture that they potentially could have. And she's like, RIP my house. She's basically saying, I don't want a bunch of idiots to walk in and mess up my house. And then as the door, like, flings open, and Jax, like, knocks something over immediately.
Yeah, Tom Schwartz actually did. He, like, walks in and drops plastic cups or something all over the floor.
Oh, God. I'm just a cute little kid who doesn't know how to do things right. Oh, gosh.
And Jax is like, all this cheese and alcohol, they can't even buy some fucking furniture. It's like, dude, they bought all this for your birthday. God, the guy. So then the cops come in.
How about they spent all their money, all their furniture money, on your 15 parties, for crying out loud? He counts so many people. Like, you know, Jennifer Aiden is the one on Bravo right now who is getting all the flack for counting other people's money. But Jax is the one who really does it the most. And the amount of times he's been talking about the money that he spent and versus how much money other people spend, he's just a tacky asshole.
Yeah, that's our Jaxie boy.
Yeah.
So the cops come in and arrest Tom, basically.
Yeah, and they're like the worst cop actors. They're like, hello, good sir. We are here from the Los Angeles Lori Bobby Service, and we are here to arrest you, and we will say you have the right to stand here and handcuff and such. I'm like, you can't even do a fake Miranda rights?
And Ariana's like, what is going on? And he's like, do you know about vandalism, ma'am? Is there vandalism? And she's like, Jax, they're saying this is about vandalism. And he's like, I didn't say anything. I mean, maybe the neighbors did, but it wasn't me.
Yeah. Yeah, so
Jax goes, this prank is why he'll never be the number one guy in this group. And I was like, except that you had nothing to fucking do with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so so the fake cops put Sandoval into the fake police car. And then Randall walks up to the car and is like, here's the thing, kid. When you fuck with Jax on his birthday and you don't give me two pieces of fried chicken, we fuck with you.
And it's like, don't fuck with my friend.
And then Lala's like, we got you all. We got you all. Like, now she's taking credit for all of it.
Yeah, so Ariana's like, that was dark. And Katie's like, yeah, I don't know that it's funny to see my friends, like, handcuffed and put in a car. I mean, maybe I'm the only person that associates that with something terrible, but... Yeah.
There definitely is, you know, when I was watching, I was like, this is stupid or whatever, but, like, I'm actually surprised that it was Katie who made me think, like, you know what? I actually think she's kind of right. Like, there is a huge amount of privilege in doing a prank like this. Because for other people, like, this shit, like, happens. Like, a cop will walk into your house and just arrest you, or worse. So I was like, yeah, this is, you know, I'm not like, oh, I'm offended. But I think Ariana got it right. I actually thought it was tone deaf.
Yeah, and of course the guys loved it. You know?
They loved it. And Ariana said it just right. She said, you know, the mental relationship some people have is very different than other people's mental relationship with the police. And this was kind of in poor taste.
Yeah, like, hello, you're actually in a position where you can do this and not get shot.
Yeah.
You know? My God.
Exactly.
So, Katie's like, yeah, I don't know that I don't think that that's really funny. And Schwartz goes, Katie, shut up.
I'm like, this is the thing that breaks you, Schwartz?
Yeah, like, she's like, shut up. And she's like, that wasn't funny. He goes, it's not funny.
He goes, you're ruining a great moment. We're laughing. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, because you're laughing. Your wife is not allowed to be upset by something. And why is this the moment that you choose to, like, get mad at her when she does this pretty much with everything? And this is the first time she does something that's actually kind of merited.
No idea what's going on here. It's like some weird underlying tone that's going on here. I'm not really getting it. So Katie's like, it wasn't funny. Not funny. She goes, but I don't think it's funny. He goes, well, we did. No one cares about your opinion, Katie.
And Tom Sandoval's like, turned on in my life.
He's like, shut up, dude. Shut up. And yeah, he goes, I've never been more turned off in my life.
This is why I don't have sex with her. I was like, oh, dude. I mean, it's one thing for us to talk shit about Katie, but you're her husband. And you're with your friends.
Yeah, that's disgusting. And fuck you. You know, fuck you for so many things, Schwartz, but especially fuck you for making me stand up for Katie for even 2 seconds. You are a piece of shit. You are so lucky. Talk about failing upwards. A man who's never done shit. You couldn't even keep your love handles off for an underwear shoot.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that pisses me off, is that he goes through an entire season being like, oh, shucks, oh, man, I just want everyone to get along, and, oh, I don't know if I could go TP, what if it rains, oh, no. God, that would be scary, and then, like, his real, like, asshole side comes out, and you're like, you are just an asshole underneath all of it, you are a fake and a phony.
Those people who act like they're all sweet and nice, but they hang out with the most evil person in the room, are often the most dangerous people out there. At least the ones who are outwardly evil, like the Rezzos of the world, you know what they think, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So he's just like, she's a moron right now. Well, I guess that's another 2 months that we're not having sex.
And Bo's like, dude, I gotta say no on that one. And he's like, sit down. So you know what? You need to sit down on this one, Bo. And he's like, no, I'm not gonna sit down. And he's like, yeah, you know what? Well, I'm not looking for you to agree with me ever. All right?
Like, Bo. See, that's the thing. Bo is like a nice guy, but he's not like a fake nice guy. Like, I don't think he's a fake nice guy. He comes off as someone who's like sweet and generally happy for other people. And he's like decisive when he needs to be decisive. I believe... For instance, if you gave Bo a hamster, he could keep the hamster alive. And I believe that if you gave a hamster to Tom Schwartz, well, we just had the dog incident, so I don't have to go any further.
Yeah. We put cold water on it. We put hot water on it. It's like,
We dunked him in chai tea. It's like, what are you doing to that lizard?
Yeah. So everyone's trying to get Schwartz to shut up. But yeah. He doesn't. So then Katie comes over, like, kind of moping while Tom pulls him aside. Sandoval pulls him aside. And Katie comes up, slupping over. And Schwartz is like, Bubba, that's the worst thing you could have said. It's like, that's...
Wow, the worst
you're
thing?
Still going there? And she goes, well, then fine. I'm not mad if you really feel that way. And he's like, gross. You know what? It was gross. I'm deeply turned off, Katie. Deeply turned off.
No one really cares if you know who else is deeply turned off? All of America by you. Okay. You are the prime boner killer on this show right now.
Yeah. So Katie's like, the last time Tom spoke to me like this was last year in Mexico, and the only difference is that he's being mean and degrading in front of all of our friends.
Yeah. Although the thing is, last year it was funny because Katie was all angry because Tom wouldn't give up his first class seat for her. So they got into a huge fight, and he's just kind of like, you're a cacophony of noise, of blah, 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 blah. So that time it was like funny, but this one was actually came out of nowhere and really had no, like, the vitriol that he spewed at her was so outsized compared to what she was doing, and considering that what she was doing was her attitude was not a lot different than her attitude on a lot of things. It's like, why this and why at this moment is he gonna snap? Just to me, this showed a much darker and more evil side.
Yeah, he's so gross. So Katie leaves and he follows her out, and he Ariana's like, Katie, and Schwartz's like, come on, Katie, you are an idiot. And he keeps following her out, and Tom's like, shut up, don't call your wife an idiot, you fucking asshole. And so he follows her out. She's like, don't come with me. And he's like, come on, let's go. She's like, I'm not going with you, idiot. Like, what the hell, you're just gonna abuse me the whole way home? That guy's an asshole.
Stupid face.
But of course, you know that he's going to come back. It looks like not next week, but whenever he's confronted with this, he's going to be like, well, you know, we were going through a rough time, but I love my papa and everything's okay. And everyone's going to be like, oh, Schwartz, he's so cute.
Sometimes I get drunk and I just say things, and I got to learn how to, like, say them in a nicer way. It's like, you know he'll say that.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of that one. You're an asshole, Tom Schwartz.
You're an asshole. So everyone, hopefully we will see all of you guys on Instagram Live tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., followed by our live streaming recap of Real Housewives of New York at 8 o'clock. Go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens to get all that stuff. It'll be super fun. And remember, next week, we are having our Tiger King marathon. We recapped episode 1, which is on the main feed. Episode 2 is also on Patreon. And then next week, every single day, we are releasing a Tiger King recap of the remaining episodes. So it's a big, big Cats week. Maybe we'll watch Cats when it's all done, Ronnie. We'll have a fun time. Anyway,
and also, yeah, those Tiger Kings 2 through 6 or 2 through 7 will all be on Crappens on Demand as well, so you can watch those on video if you're at that level, okay? Just like this recap today was, if you want to watch it on your TV, okay?
Yeah, and in fact, I have been looking at my terrible long bangs this entire recap that I pledged to put product in my hair for the Tiger King, our next Tiger King episode.
All right, that's everybody. That's
what's coming to. Thanks, you guys have a great day.
We'll talk to you next time.
Stay safe inside. Bye.